How many things do you do for other people versus yourself? Are you grooming yourself for yourself or other people? Are you making dinner plans for yourself or for other people? Do you work out for yourself or other people? If your answer was other people to all three questions, then before you do one more thing for another, just do it for yourself. We are in the middle of the holidays right now, so this lesson in self-care may seem a little selfish at the moment, but it's actually not. If you do not do basic things for yourself, you will be resentful to the people you are doing them for. Example, I had a weekend brunch scheduled with someone recently and decided to clear my morning to get ready and look really good for this person. Perfect makeup, perfect hair, perfect outfit, and wouldn't you know it? My brunch date cancels on me via text as I'm walking out my door. Now, I could have been upset for the rest of the day, feeling like I wasted my morning getting ready for this person, and trust me, I was going there. But then I stopped myself and decided right then and there that I did all this preparation for myself because it made me feel good about me. The pitch challenge today: move your mindset from a doing it for them mentality to a doing it for me. If you are doing something that you would not normally do for yourself, then stop trying to please others because the disappointment is sure to follow. If you like to make dinner because it is a creative outlet for you and you enjoy a good meal, then make enough for whoever else is around you. If you don't like making dinner, stop doing it and start serving salads every night if that's what you like to eat. I guarantee if someone is not thrilled with the salad entrees, someone in the house will learn how to cook. That day my brunch date canceled on me last minute, I decided that I looked too good to stay home by myself, so I grabbed my laptop and camped out in the lobby of a 5-star hotel for the rest of the day to work. Oh, and by the way, the concierge complimented me on my hair. Self-care is about caring for yourself, not someone else, and we all need to do it frequently to feel fulfilled so that we can do things for others without resentment. Especially during the holidays when the focus is on giving, remember it's okay to also give some love to yourself.